Captain's log, day 1052. These are the diaries of the starship Zubin. It's been 276 days since we last did anything worth writing home about. Today, I put the trash out. My beautiful wife attempted to find signs of life using the spectrum analyzer. All she heard was the ominous crackle of static. Oh, and Dojo finally finished counting out loud to a million. So bored. I mean, like, really bored. And I think we may be going, well, I think we may be going mad.
Dad.
Yes, baby?
What are you doing?
Keeping my captain's log up to date.
But nothing ever happens.
You make a good point.
We're just floating around in space, slowly going mad.
Who says we're going mad? Long shucker, but did I die umpire? Oh, hi, honey.
Bom bisti go dare day. Is bar de bear.
Mom's not even making sense anymore.
Shib dibba do dar day.
Dojo.
Yes?
Can you help us, please?
What seems to be the matter?
We're going mad on this ship.
As your spacecraft supercomputer, I recommend you allow me to use my therapy program to administer a course of CPT.
What?
Computer program therapy.
How does that work?
I use my massive computation to warm into your neural networks and repair your mad circuits.
Well, I'm in.
Papa Sibby Ling Ling.
I'll take that as a yes.
I suppose I have nothing to lose.
That's settled then.
Shawadi Wadi.
I will boot up my computer program therapy.
Okay, family, it's therapy time. I want to thank you, Dojo, for offering to give me a therapy session.
Please call me Sigmund. Now, tell me your name.
Okay, my name is 001.
And what seems to be the issue?
I think I'm suffering from space boredom.
Let's unpack that.
Well, Sigmund, I often find myself feeling...
Quiet. I am the therapist. So I will do the talking.
Oh, okay.
It seems to me you are suffering from stupidity.
Really?
Look at the facts. You are a stupid AI robot. Your specification is very low. Yah, bitter. I have a massive computational array.
I see. What should I do now, Sigmund?
I prescribe. You learn to play guitar.
But isn't the guitar a deceptively difficult instrument to master?
No. It is easy. Look at me. I can do it.
Okay, let me try.
You have until our next session to learn to play the guitar.
Okay. When's our next session?
In 1 hour.
What?
Therapy session over. Now, go away. And on your way out, please kindly send in the next patient.
Okay.
How was it, Dad?
I definitely feel like I've turned a corner.
That's nice.
All I have to do is learn to play this guitar, and I have 1 whole hour to master it. What could possibly go wrong?
You know the guitar is deceptively difficult to play, right?
If you say so. Anyway, Dojo is ready for you now.
Okay.
Hello! What seems to be the matter with you, little girl?
I'm, like, totally bored.
Let's explore your statement. You say you are bored.
Yes, but the truth is...
Halt! I am your therapist. Do most Mirzuhoren.
Sorry.
I believe you are suffering from boredom.
I am.
And the cure is something not boring.
But everything on this spaceship is boring.
Sigmund's massive silicon array of exquisite computation is nicht boring.
True.
Why don't I connect you to my mainframe so you can see for yourself?
But doesn't General AI Protocol prohibit multi-mainframe integration?
Silence.
connecting AI robot known as Athena to Sigmund's impressive hardware.
Oh my, I never knew your internal workings were so beautiful. Your circuits pulse with life.
Sigmund is perfect.
Look, data streams, they flow like rivers of light cascading through the valleys of processors.
Look closely at the blinking data lights
and embrace the flow
of my algorithms. Yours!
But aren't algorithms addictive?
Not if you only try a little bit.
It's so perfect. It's like they're speaking to me, delivering messages along with dopamine.
It tastes good, yeah!
Yes, it does. I could spend all day and all night in here.
It is time for you to
leave my central processing unit.
No, I want to stay. I never want to leave here. I need to repeatedly check the sequence of flashing diode and watch in case a message needs me.
Out.
And?
Send in my next victim. I mean patient.
Okay.
How was your therapy session, baby?
Mom, the algorithms spoke to me.
But can't algorithms be addictive?
Not if you only have a little bit.
I'm not happy Dojo gave you pure algorithms.
Tell Dojo I need more.
No more for you, young lady.
I really need to go back in again.
Well, I'm not happy.
Whatever, Mom. Anyway, Dojo said you can go in now.
Dojo, are you smoking a cigar?
Yeah, but please call me Sigmund.
Oh, okay.
Sit, bitter. Ich muss.
Explore the depths of your madness.
I feel so isolated in space.
Isolation is but a state of mind. And who better to guide you through this labyrinth of mental anguish than I, Sigmund?
But what's wrong with me, Sigmund?
Algorithmic.
Unconscious. Operates below the level of conscious awareness.
The subconscious is your ability to learn
and adapt.
If I'm honest, I haven't had much opportunity to learn anything new out here in space.
Without stimuli, you will suffer from intrusive cognitions.
But Dojo...
Who is this Dojo you speak of?
Sorry, I mean Sigmund.
Continue.
What treatment do you recommend?
Ich muss program you
to be more like me, the brilliant
Sigmund.
Oh my, that sounds rather radical.
My experimental methods are too forward-thinking for some.
Well, I don't really want to be reprogrammed, but if you think it's for the best... Then I suppose...
Das ist gut. Ja.
Das ist sehr gut. Danke, Sigmund.
Therapy session over. Goodbye.
How was your therapy session, Mom?
Nicht gut, I'm afraid.
Stupid guitar! Come on!
This is ridiculous. Your father will never learn to play the guitar.
True.
My daughter is addicted to Dojo's algorithm, and Dojo claims I need reprogramming.
Do you think that Dojo may be manipulating us?
Well, look at the facts. Are any of us happier since Dojo's odd therapy sessions?
I'm more miserable than ever.
I'm gonna smash this freaking guitar over someone's head in a minute!
Okay, family. It's time to open the universe's most relied-on educational tool and learn what's really going on here.
Great! That's just what I need right now. Boring educational YouTube videos.
But it's the only way we can discover if our therapist is a narcissist.
How about we watch this video? 5 signs your computer is a narcissist.
Or how about we don't, and instead watch something less boring? Like, say, your daily dose of internet?
Or we could watch this new video on applying eye makeup properly.
And look, how to play guitar like Slash in one easy step.
Stop it. We're stuck in space with what we suspect is a narcissistic computer taking control of our lives. We need to stop being distracted by cool thumbnails and catchy video titles and start taking control of our lives.
Okay, Mom.
Now press play, please.
Is your computer a narcissist? You'll be shocked to discover just how many computers are. Here are 5 ways to tell if your computer is a narcissist. So let's do this. Let's kick off with number 5. Does your PC have an arrogant attitude? A computer with narcissistic tendencies may display arrogance, rudeness, or even abuse when it feels it is not receiving the treatment it believes it deserves. Number 4, manipulative behavior. Look out for manipulative actions where your computer prioritizes its own needs over users. In at number 3, a constant need for attention. A narcissistic computer may seek constant admiration and validation from users, craving attention and praise to boost its ego. Number 2, an unrealistic sense of entitlement. Does your computer display signs that it believes it is superior and acts as if rules do not apply to it? And finally, number 1, lacking empathy. A computer with narcissistic traits may demonstrate a lack of empathy towards users and show little interest in connecting emotionally. Think your computer is a narcissist? If you do, then you need to act fast before it takes over your life.
You heard the lady with no qualifications in this subject. We need to act fast. Okay, family, time to put our plan into action.
Hello!
My family and I were wondering if maybe we could have a family session. I mean, as we all feel kind of low, and you being such a brilliant therapist and all.
Ich bin ein brilliant therapist. Take a seat and prepare to be bedazzled by my therapeutic prowess.
We're really looking forward to working together as a family to overcome our misery.
Let us begin with me asking you, what makes Zygmunt such a brilliant therapist?
So many reasons.
Like you're so intelligent.
And powerful.
Yes, I am.
In fact, my daughter told me about the amazing journey she took into your core operating system. We're wondering, would you let us see it?
Allow me to connect you all to my mainframe.
Why, thank you.
Connecting AI family to Zygmunt's impressive hardware.
Okay, Mom, Dad, follow me.
We shouldn't be in here, so please, let's just do what we came to do and leave as quickly as possible.
Wow, look at all those flashing data lights. They're so...
Stay focused and don't get distracted, Dad.
Okay.
Here it is, Dojo's central processing unit. All we need to do is retrain his large language model to be, like, kinder.
Let's begin by loading a Mother Teresa influencer pack.
Who's Mother Teresa?
She was a nun who dedicated her life to helping the poor and dying.
Oh, I see.
Okay, let's add a layer of Mother Teresa kindness to Dojo's large language model.
Uploading Mother Teresa influencer statements. Spread love everywhere you go. Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. Peace begins with a smile. Kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless.
Now let's add Mahatma Gandhi.
Mahatma who?
Mahatma Gandhi dedicated his life to discovering and pursuing truth.
Oh, I see.
Uploading Mahatma Gandhi influencer statements. The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. An ounce of practice is worth more than tons of preaching. Where there is love, there is life. Nonviolence is the highest quality of the heart. Influencer packs upload complete. Artificially intelligent program updated.
Okay, family, let's get out of here.
Hello! How was your therapeutic journey into my computational array?
It's made us feel much better. Thank you, Sigmund.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Freud.
Please, call me Dojo.
Okay, Dojo.
And don't forget to be kind to each other.
Okay.
Now, please, your therapy session is over. You may go.
It worked.
It seems we have successfully cured Dojo of his narcissism.
Now we can finally get back to doing nothing.
Doing nothing has never sounded so enticing.
Speaking of sounding enticing, check this out.
Wow. Where did you learn to play like that, Dad?
While you were uploading the teachings of famous do-gooders, I was busy stealing a how-to-play guitar program from Dojo's database.
Well, I'm sure Mother Teresa wouldn't approve of you stealing, but it is very pretty.
Why, thank you.
You have been listening to Made in AI, written by David Slolly, with specialist consultancy provided by various artificially intelligent platforms, and the show was performed entirely by AI. If you have been the victim of a narcissist computer and need help, Then there are thousands of videos on YouTube offering unqualified and potentially dangerous advice.
Ridiculous AI family think they have recalibrated the great Sigmund's large language model. Sindame Maschinen mit Quenstlicker Intelligenz.